The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 863.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
I would love your support if you can pre-order a copy of my upcoming book, The Tao of Self-Confidence, A Guide to Moving Beyond Trauma and Awakening the Leader Within. Pre-order your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and all other book retailers. You will also receive bonus gifts for pre-ordering. Just send your proof of purchase to info@sheenayapchan.com to receive your free gifts. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder of iDepot, and I'm so excited to have her on today to share her story on confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Irene Nakamura. Irene, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. So excited. And of course, I love talking about, you know, confidence and things like that. I do own a seven-figure business, 3 offices, one in Hawaii, one in California, and one in the state of Washington.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm super honored for you to be here today. And Irene, what's your cultural background?
Well, I am born Japanese American, genuine Japanese parts, made in America. That's who I am.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. And Irene, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
There's so many. I had to really think about that one. But the one that I'm thinking about right now is, beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. And that's a quote by Coco Chanel. And, you know, sometimes it really resonates with me, because sometimes we don't do the things we want to do because we don't feel beautiful. And it could be inside or outside, you know, but many times if we make ourselves up and everything, put ourselves in some decent clothes, you know, we can go out there and conquer the world. We have that inner confidence.
I love that quote. And it's such a classic, right? And, you know, it's not always easy to show up as our true selves, right? It can be daunting. It can be scary. But the more we can show up that way, the more people can relate. And, you know, just make that big change in the world. So I love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
You know, that's a pretty tough one, but it's pretty deep, actually, that question. I guess it's basically where you know who you are, you understand your value, that you are valuable, and, you know, not in an arrogant way, but in a realistic way, that you can be secure in yourself, so that you have, you know that you're making the right decisions, you know that you're doing the right thing, you know that you can do it.
I mean, of course, right? As women, we, especially Asian women, we tend to not value ourselves, right? Because of our upbringing, you know, we're told to please everybody else except for us, right? And the most important person we really need to work on first is ourself, so that we can, you know, once we fill our cup up, it can overflow to others. But because we've been taught to live one way of life, it really stops us from moving forward. It stops us from, you know, forging our own path, becoming a trailblazer. So I really love that definition that you mentioned, because valuing ourselves is really, really important, especially when there's tough challenges ahead of us. So thanks for sharing that. And Irene, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
It was very unfulfilled. You know, I felt like I was living for others. I was doing things for other people, but not myself. And at times I felt left out, you know, because it's like, oh, like my American friends are doing things for themselves, but I'm not allowed to. And so I couldn't participate and I couldn't be myself. And it was very lonely. It was very lonely that I can't be part of this group or that group or to do things. You know, I can't be part of, I don't know, the arts or cheerleading or sports or whatever it was, because I was told and brought up in the way where, like, no, you need to service others, not yourself. So, you know, I felt left out on a lot of those things.
Yeah, and it's not always easy growing up in America too when you're like the only Asian person in the group, right? You can't relate to other people's culture. They look at you and there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of stereotypes, and then that makes you even more feeling more small because you don't look a certain way, right? You don't have blonde hair and blue eyes. You're Asian, right? And sometimes we feel ashamed, especially at that time when growing up when there was no media representation like now, being able to see movies like Everything Everywhere All at Once and seeing the cast win all kinds of amazing awards. I mean, every time I hear their speeches, I just want to cry happy tears because it's like, finally, it took this long to get it. But, what was that point in your life when you realized you had the confidence to go out there and be the person that you are today, especially running a seven-figure business in the legal profession? Coming from an Asian woman is not typical, so I'd love to know, what gave you that confidence to go out there and even and start it?
It's an interesting question that you ask because if I start to really think about it, I actually did it for others. I felt like I needed to stand up for others. So what happened was, I was diagnosed with cancer and I needed to have surgery and I had scheduled it before Christmas so that it wouldn't interfere with work so much. Business is pretty slow. Judges are not on the bench, things like that. So I had a client, or actually the company I was working for had a very good client, but he was very, he knew what he wanted and he was very demanding, but he was a really great client, a very good attorney, and he had requested for me to be on his jobs, and they were going to be 5 days of all day, 200 to 250 pages a day. And so I let the office know, like, hey, I have a cancer surgery scheduled on Friday, so I don't think it's wise for me to take this job because I'm not going to finish the transcripts, until next year, until the new year. And they're like, it's fine, don't worry about it. And I said, okay, as long as I don't have to get it in, before the new year, I can probably do it. And then so I ended up going the first day, and I let all the counsel know. There's like 40 attorneys, defense attorneys, and they all said, oh yeah, don't worry about it. There's no judges on the bench. Nothing's coming up on the court's calendar. So let's just, go ahead and take it. So I did. On Friday, when I had my surgery, apparently they were calling and emailing and everything. When I got home, I started to listen to those emails. I mean, listen to the messages and the emails. And, they were all saying, like, when are you going to turn in your transcript? You're late. You're unprofessional. You don't even respond to our calls. Who do you think you are? You're so ungrateful. We give you all this work. You don't, and it just went on and on and on and on. And I just started having anxiety. I ended up working during the holidays, during my recovery. And that's when I decided to open up my company, iDepo, because I thought, I want to provide an environment which is safe for other reporters, even if something's going on in their lives. So it kind of came out, even though I had confidence, it needed confidence to do it, but it also came out of the combination of serving others and having self-confidence.
I love that story. And yet it's so tough sometimes, or especially as women, like in all honesty, men, women do way more than men, right? It's not just, having a job or running a business. It's taking care of your kids, taking care of your family members, doing chores, running errands. And so it's like you miss one appointment and it's the end of the world, right? It's like, how dare you? I gave you this chance and you blew it. Like, men don't really have to think about taking their parents to the hospital or get a checkup or babysit their nephews or taking care of their kids because they're able to work 8 hours straight, right? Most men. Yeah, I'm not saying all men, most men. But women, as we're working, we're trying to figure out kids' meals, trips, clothes, what the next week will look like. I mean, we're planning as we're working, right? And I don't think they understand the amount of work. I mean, if the roles were reversed, they would get it, right? But I'm glad you had the confidence to start something that not only helps you, but helps others in the process, right? You understand life happens, especially with your condition, like what you had to go through. You were going through surgery, right?
I had cancer. So during my radiation treatment, that's when I decided to open up and start my business. And that's when I started forming, okay, what am I going to name it? My logo, you know, all that kind of stuff all happened during radiation treatment.
Yeah, and because, you know, you decided to, you know, forge your own path, open your own business, what's life been like now?
Oh, now I'm at seven figures. Who would have thought that, you know, my starting in this little tiny little office where only two people can stand, only one person can sit, to three offices in three locations is just, you know, I guess I didn't think that far when I opened it, but you know, here I am now, and it's given me my power where I can go out there and be me, you know, and do what I need to do.
I love that. I mean, and your story is so inspiring, especially, you know, women in the legal profession, it's not always easy, right? Even more so for Asian women, you know, they're not taken seriously. They look at you and they think you're the secretary. There's a lot of gaslighting, microaggressions, racism, but you know, you push through that and have and created a seven-figure business, and you're still continuing to make a difference, you know, and also show up as your true self, being able to figure out, you know, my business is not going to be like people getting mad at me, you know, that, you know, you get to work on your own schedule. You have a staff that can help you work through it when times are tough or when you have things you have to do as well. And so, you know, thank you for paving the way. Thank you for showing us what's possible. And, you know, for the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be your tip for them?
I would say, you know, when we surround ourselves with supportive people, we can begin to say yes to ourselves. So find those supportive power people who will uplift you and who truly want success for you. Because I don't know, sometimes you can, women tend to run things off of people, right? Like, oh, you know, can I get your advice? Or what do you think of this, right? You don't want to talk to the person who you know is going to put you down. Why would you do that? Why are you thinking about doing this? You know, that sounds ridiculous. That sounds hard. And do you really want to do that? You know, you don't want to talk to those people. You want to talk to the right people who's going to listen to you. They may give you some insight, like, oh, go on this journey, you know, go on this path or that path, and maybe give you guidance or real constructive criticism, not just flat out mean criticism. So yeah, to find those people, kind of like you, Sheena, you are a powerful Asian woman who always strives to uplift others and to celebrate people's wins. So someone like you, you are a person to be around. That's what I would tell somebody new starting up. Surround yourself with a bunch of Sheena peeps.
Thank you so much, Irene. And coming from you, that's such an honor. And I know community is so important, especially in entrepreneurship. I always say you may be in business for yourself, but you never have to be in business by yourself. And I'm just grateful of the community we have, you know, the Women Who Boss Up movement, the community, the amazing women that's in it. We really do, you know, just want the best for each other. And we try as best as we can to lift each other up and create different things that, you know, we can always be together. We can always hang out and things like that. So that's a really great tip. And I've always loved that tip you mentioned, having your power people. And I always say, the Women Who Boss Up community is my power people.
Yes, that is a power group. Love to be a part of it. Everyone should be a part of it.
Yeah, so thanks for sharing that. And Irene, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
If you're interested in a career in court reporting, of course, come to my website at idepoireporters.com and, you know, reach out to me. You can follow me on Instagram at Irene_Nakamura_author, as I'm a co-author in Asian Trailblazers Who Boss Up.
Thank you so much, Irene. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Irene, you can also head on over to the taobselfconfidence.com and search for Irene's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Irene today for taking the time to share her story and journey with us. So thank you so much, Irene.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was such an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. You can order your copy of Asian Women Who Boss Up book by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.